Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Tuesday, August 26th. An ordinance change request coming for Whiteville City Council tonight could help drainage problems in the city. Rutson Companies is asking that the parking lot size ordinance be changed from one space for every 300 square feet of business area to one space for every 400 square feet. City officials said the change will decrease the amount of impermeable surfaces and that will allow more natural absorption of stormwater. One man was taken to a hospital and a home was burned after an incident Thursday near Tabor City. Jaquavius Gerald, age 26, was found in the yard at 496 Pine Circle Drive minutes after midnight, according to the sheriff's office. Deputies responded to a call about a structure fire, found Gerald in the front yard with a gunshot wound. A nearby residence at 508 Pine Circle was discovered to be in flames when the deputies arrived. The fire and the shooting are under investigation. A Bladenboro man will spend the next 48 to 53 years in prison for molesting a female relative. Jesse Lee Dixon, age 71, was convicted in Bladen County Superior Court on multiple charges of sexual battery and indecent liberties with a minor. He was arrested and charged in 2019 after an investigation by the Bladen County Sheriff's Office. Chadburn Police Officer Grady Corder is recovering after he was injured during a high-speed chase and a chain reaction crash last Wednesday. CPD Chief Ken Elliott said officers got a license plate reader hit on a vehicle and attempted a traffic stop in town. The suspect allegedly fled, leading officers up U.S. 74 into Robinson County. Now, where the road narrowed at a construction area, the suspect allegedly clipped another vehicle that caused a chain reaction crash that injured the CPD officer and a bystander. A Hallsboro man has been charged with breaking into the Van Underwood car dealership in Whiteville Thursday and possessing cocaine. Matthew Stephen Freeman Jr., age 19, was arrested by Whiteville police minutes after he allegedly broke a window and attempted to enter the Madison Street business. He was charged with breaking and entering and trafficking in cocaine and held under a $25,000 secure bond. We have much more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The Labor Day Booze It and Lose It program is underway. The annual impaired driving crackdown goes on through September 8th. State troopers and local agencies are going to team up for sobriety checkpoints and intensive patrols searching for impaired and dangerous drivers. The Labor Day holiday is one of the busiest and deadliest on state roads, according to the Highway Patrol. 444 alcohol-related crashes occurred during this time last year, including 11 deaths. And law enforcement is going to be cracking down on impaired boaters as well. The Wildlife Commission will launch On the Road, On the Water Wednesday. During Labor Day weekend of 2024, there were 11 boating accidents statewide. Two of those incidents were alcohol-related. Seven resulted in injuries. The Lake Waccamaw Community Yard Sale is September 1st, starting at 7 a.m. Now, from what I understand, some vendors are going to set up a little bit early on Saturday and Sunday, but the big event is on Monday. Participants will set up in their yards, driveways, and garages throughout town. Just look for the flags, find some secondhand treasures, you might even make some new friends. For more information, contact Ginger Littrell via Facebook. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.